My name is Anna Nelson Feeney. So I was adopted from Korea, and so my birth mother gave me my first and middle name, Anna Kim, or Kim Anna, and then my last name came from my mother and father here in the States, Nelson Feeney. And when I was adopted, I was just Anna Kim Feeney. And then when they divorced, it became Anna Kim Nelson Feeney. So in Korean, my name is Kim Anna, but in the U.S., I just go by Anna. So this picture I'm actually not sure how old I am, but I'm quite young, sitting on a bench holding an ice cream cone next to my mom's camera bag and her purse. And I'm not even sure what particular day this was or even where we were. I'm pretty sure we're probably in a mall. It's been, always been one of my favorite pictures, I guess, that my mom's taken of me. And it's a shame that she's not in it, obviously. I think for me, it kind of just reminds me a lot of her and of the things that she liked to do. I mean, even when we got older, we would spend time just like going out to eat or like just like spending quality, low-key time together. I am an adoptee, but I really identify very strongly with my mom's entire history. For a variety of reasons, but I think part of it too is her being a single mom. I mean, a lot of that was just really ingrained in most of how I grew up. And so, yes, for me, that's always been a powerful picture. When I was given up by my birth mother, she had given me up because she couldn't marry my biological father. She didn't want to, and so she had to give me up because she didn't really have a way of providing for me. And so I was put into foster care, but I think in foster care, I was essentially just like left on a table by myself all day. And I wasn't really given much interaction or developmental opportunities. And I was force fed. So when I came to the States, I couldn't lift my head. I couldn't really do much, which you would expect from a baby who's 6 months old. You'd expect them to be like interested in their world and their surroundings. So my mom was chronically ill. She passed away several years ago. She grew up being really not taken care of. The family didn't really have much. Her mom was a total alcoholic, just like the whole nine yards. So she was never really taken care of. And so she wanted to make sure that I would be taken care of from the very get-go. And so my last name is Nelson Feeney. Nelson is from my mom and Feeney's from my dad. They both adopted me. But when I was three, they divorced. So he left us on Christmas Eve when I was 3 years old. And so I've never really had much of a relationship with him. He also had bipolar disorder, really severe highs, really severe lows. His parents were also very abusive to him. And then throughout my life, he would come in and like try and do something to regain control of me. Like he just wanted to stir shit up so that he could be the one to save it. Not fond of the man. Even from a young age, my mom always told me that I was adopted. So it was never like a big surprise. And we lived with my aunt and uncle and my cousin Jonas, who's also adopted. He's adopted from Peru. So she was always very upfront about that. And there was like this one piece of paper. It's like the initial social history, which basically walks through who my parents were, gives my mom's description of my father, and talks through like where I was born and how old my parents were and things like that. So she'd walk me through that piece of paper and tell me like, hey, if you ever wanted to meet your parents, like that's a you decision, I'll support you. For as long as I can remember, she always used to tell me that. So I didn't really see myself as being Korean for a while. I mean, in high school, I had the Fajin or fake Asian nickname. And then I went to college and I like didn't have any Korean friends. And then over time, I started to make more Korean friends, I'd say. And they were what I'd call are like the weird Koreans, the ones that don't fit the mold. So they're already not judging you based on like these preconceived notions of what it means to be Korean and what it means to be a Korean American, which I feel like has even more rigid, like there's a hierarchy for Asian Americans in terms of like how Asian you are being an American. So I really didn't ever feel that close to being Korean just because I was rejected by almost all of them. And then I didn't even know that POC meant person of color until I moved to Seattle. I just thought it meant proof of concept because I work in technology. But anyway, so I didn't even really have the language to talk about it. And so when I heard that term, I was like, oh, I'm going to own this. I'm just a person of color. I'm like, that's vague enough for me. That's a home that I can reside in that like has big enough walls. Like I'll never hit the outside, really. Like it's fine. And then it was actually, maybe in the last year, very recently, that I decided that, you know what, no, I'm Korean, and that's fine. Like, it's for me. It's not for anyone else. I don't need to prove it to anyone. And I think that was really cemented when I went to Korea. It felt easy, even though, like, I definitely am not fluent in Korean. It felt a lot more welcoming, actually, than being a Korean in the States. Everyone was very kind to me, I would say, as an outsider. And so my mom was obviously a really big part of my life, a really big presence. As a single mom and a person who had herself gone through quite a bit of things in her own life, she had wanted to make sure that I had like the best life possible, that I could be as prepared as possible, which also meant a lot of pressure on me. I mean, a number of times she, throughout my entire life, she'd mentioned like, if it weren't for you, I would have given up. I would have stopped living a really long time ago. I only live for you, which is like pretty intense to hear as a 10-year-old, but as I get older, you're like, okay, like, I'm living so that you can see a future that you never got to have, too. So part of it is that she wanted me to have a great life, and then she also wanted to be able to experience those things that she never got to. And so we had already a really intense codependent relationship. I wasn't really aware, I guess, of the extent of how intertwined my own personality was with hers. Because we also had a really fraught relationship. I mean, she was also in a lot of ways an abusive parent and really emotionally abusive and dependent on me. And so I resented her for a lot of things. So when she died, but I had panic attacks every day for a year. And as I've gotten more space from her and from everything that we went through together, I've been able to pick out the pieces of my personality that are mine and mine alone, and pieces that I adopted in order to adapt to a life with her, and then pieces that I learned, for better or worse, as a result of her. And like, they're all good, bad, whatever, but they're all, you know, kind of part of me, and I'm going on my own sort of healing journey. Yeah, my mom is probably the strongest person I will have ever encountered. I do love her. I'm eternally grateful to her. Each part of my name has a pretty significant gravity to it for a variety of different reasons. Anna Kim, or Kim Anna, like, that's my Korean birth name, which implicates a lot of trauma, being abandoned and adopted, so on and so forth. All of the race pieces kind of tied into that. You have Nelson, which comes from my mother, and it's crazy, all the things that she's gone through. And then Feeney, I mean, that comes from my dad. All these pieces create a kind of a hodgepodge of things. And I absolutely love my name. I've always really liked it for a variety of reasons that have shifted over the years. And as I got older, I really wanted to reclaim more of the Korean parts of it, like the Kim Anna parts of it, and like incorporate that into my own kind of view of what is Americana. Because in my mind, Americana is much more of just an immigrant story. And I feel like my name is, strangely, a very strong immigrant story in a variety of different ways. So then I wanted to reclaim more of that. And my mom obviously means a lot to me. And so I would, you know, the Nelson piece would never go away. And I actually would never drop the Feeney part either. All of the things that he's done to my mother or to myself over the years, I mean, it's just made me who I am today. I mean, it's made me a stronger person. It's given me a deeper appreciation for mental health and awareness, and just like a whole bunch of other things in there that, like, that's just such a big portion of my life and who I am.